Changes in those school meals this fall. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, students going back to school this fall may encounter some menu changes in the cafeteria. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
And this year, students going back to school may be seeing some new and different foods in their school cafeterias as those schools have to meet new government guidelines for nutrition.
To significantly improve the nutritional quality of food that is served in our schools.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the long-term goal is to improve the health of our youngsters and stem the tide of what he calls an epidemic of childhood obesity. And there are a lot of new requirements, but basically here's a quick list of some of them. First,
over time, a reduction of the sodium content of meals being served to youngsters. For the first time, we'll establish maximum levels of calories in addition to the minimum level of calories that are currently established under the standards. We'll also encourage far more consumption of fruits and vegetables by encouraging at least one additional cup of vegetables being made available on a daily basis and increasing significantly the amount of fruit that's available, suggesting that up to 50% of the grain served would be whole grain, and also reducing the fat and milk content by going to a skim milk or low-fat milk.
Vilsack says these new standards were not developed on a whim. They follow pretty closely with an Institute of Medicine study and recommendations from a couple of years ago and would help bring school meals more into line with the Ag Department's dietary guidelines. Now, making these changes in school meals will affect each school district differently. For some, it's been a little bit of a scramble to line up supplies of fruits, vegetables, low-sodium foods, and to pay for them. But for others, not much of a change at all. Let's visit the cafeteria here at Sudley Elementary School near Manassas, Virginia. The cafeteria here managed for many years by Bonnie Swank.
I like knowing that my son's getting a good lunch, and I know that I'm providing somebody else's child with a good lunch.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.